Tech Talk on 4MK. Thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Mackay. Making everyday technology easier. Just ask.
Well, it's that time of the week again where we catch up with the team from Harvey Norman Computers right here in Mackay. Now, Shaz is away, who we normally talk to, so we've got the boss. Hello, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Sorry for you and your listeners, you know.
Yeah, I know, mate. They'd be so...
No beautiful Sharon.
I know, they're so disappointed.
Yeah, I'll probably get a whole heap of complaints now. It's all over for you.
Look, she's away at the moment and away on a bit of a working trip, but she'll probably come back with some news for us next week, eh?
Oh, she'll come back and her head be almost ready to explode. She's having this weekend off just to sort of process it all.
Oh,
and
good.
That next week on Monday. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very exciting period for Sharon at the moment. And yeah, it's all good.
All right, good. Mate, look, something that has popped up, and I've been in myself to talk to you about this, and I've got a little bit confused about it, is the range extenders that you have in shop.
Yes.
Now, what do they actually do?
Rightio. So a range extender will extend the distance that your Wi-Fi will go from your wireless router
yes.
to your device.
Okay.
So as far as it goes, if you're running ADSL or you're running any form of wireless modem, so if you're lucky enough to have the NBN,
yes.
Or if you're even using satellite, it doesn't improve your connection with for argument's sake, Telstra.
All right, so the signal stays the same.
Exactly right. So
right.
what changes is the device that you have in the house, which is called a wireless router or
right.
a wireless modem, it will increase how far away from that you can be to get a signal.
Okay.
Yeah. So they are very cool and they are very effective. I actually have two in my house
because
okay. I have an upstairs, downstairs.
Sure.
And that's very hard for a house to do.
Yes.
For a Wi-Fi to do. It's not hard for a house to do.
Yep.
But as far as it goes, they can be nice and small or they can be large. Like I have one that's quite big behind my TV.
Uh-huh.
So it's hidden by the TV, but it means you can plug the TV, the computer, and all those bits and pieces into it,
yeah.
Which is good. So it takes away from having... four wireless devices and it turns it into one wireless signal. It sort of
okay.
tidies up your wireless network.
Yeah, yeah, all right. And particularly with the NBN too, I suppose, and in some areas, you know, like where NBN is and isn't at the moment, like you're saying, it doesn't actually help with the reception of it. But if you need to extend, like, you know, I've moved into a double story place at the moment. So I'll need to get one of these, obviously, for me to get the internet both downstairs and upstairs, because basically what it is, it's shooting the signal from that to the system that you buy from you guys to wherever you are trying to get the wireless internet.
Yeah, exactly right. It
yeah.
will just it will amplify the distance. So your router sends out a signal. The wireless range extender will accept that signal and then resend it on. So,
okay, good.
In some situations, it appears as a second network.
Right.
In other situations, it'll appear as the one network and you won't know whether you're on the range extender or you're on the normal router.
Oh, okay, good.
Which for some people makes it easier.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, they can be nice, small little devices. They can be larger devices. A lot of people are getting their house wired with network connections.
Sure.
I was talking to two young ladies the other day, and they came in and they wanted a range extender, and they were going to use that as what we refer to as an access point.
Okay.
So they had an electrician come out, and they put networking points in each of the bedrooms
mm-hmm.
and behind the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would use, at one end of the house, a range extender as an access point.
Okay.
And at the other end of the house, they had their router. So when you're at one end, you could connect quite comfortably to your router, and then when you're at the other end, you would connect to your access point.
I got what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, look, handy little devices to have, particularly, look, in multi-use too, and particularly for people around the home or even the business. If they're in business at the moment, well, you can also take advantage of these systems. Now, if people want to come in and have a bit of a chat about what they do or how they can go about it, the price range of these obviously differ, but they're fairly affordable, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll start from about $80 and they'll go up from there depending.
Yeah.
The most important question that you'll get asked is what sort of router are you currently using?
Okay.
If you're using, standard Telstra or standard sort of router, you may get more benefit in just getting a better router.
Okay.
Instead of buying an access point.
Okay.
Or you may need to do both. It depends on what you're trying to achieve. Some people want to put internet out into powered sheds, so get their man cave all powered up with Wi-Fi, which is a great idea.
Isn't
but
it?
You then start to need to think about, okay, how am I going to accomplish it?
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to sort of mention was we cannot tell you a distance.
No.
So none of the packaging anymore for wireless phones, for wireless routers, for range extenders come with a distance on them.
Okay.
And then that's because your experience with a router or a range extender will be different to your neighbors. Where you place it in the house, what your house is made of, what white goods you have in your house, all influence how your signal goes through your house.
All right. Yep.
Yeah, so as far as it goes, you've obviously got your good, better, best, and basically all we can say is that's the best one. If that one doesn't do it, then you will need to go to a range extender to all get right. further distances.
Mm. All right, mate. Well, look, obviously if people want to find out more information. The great thing, of course, I've always found with Harvey Norman Computers here in Mackay is that you actually sit down and talk with the customer. So, they know exactly where they stand in what they need to do when it comes to anything, actually, that's involved with the computer systems or anything that you do sell across the counter as well. They can call in and see you or any other team.
Yeah, no worries at all, mate.
Good on you, Neil. Have a good week, mate.
No worries, mate. And you'll have Sharon back next week. So all those phone calls, you can cut them all out as Sharon will be back next week. All good.
Or just go in there and yell, Neil! Cheers, mate. Good on you.
Have a good one, mate.
There's Neil from Harvey Norman Computers right here in Mackay. And, of course, as I've mentioned many times before, if you want the right advice, they will give it to you. It's the only place to go and see. Go and call in and see them today. That's Harvey Norman Computers right here in Mackay.